wake up. Wake up. I have a message for you this morning. You are blessed beyond your wildest dreams. It's the mindset, ladies and gentlemen. It's the mindset. It's the mindset. Just like you set your radio, just like you set the temperature in your house, you have to set your mind on what it is that you want. You already got it. That's the thing. And I got a great message today that I received from Andrew Tate, a personal message I received from Andrew Tate, the champion of the Matrix. Andrew Tate has sent me a personal message, and I'm going to share that message with you today. Wake your ass up, do your boogie, shake it, shake your stuff, do your thing. Look back at all of your enemies and all things that you conquered in your life. Just look back. Look back. Put your foot on the tombstone of your enemies that you've conquered. Go ahead and just take that foot and put it right on that tombstone of all the enemies that you conquered, because you did it. You got it. You got it already. Okay. Good morning. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're absolutely perfect. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am absolutely gorgeous. I can't take no more how hot I am. Look in the mirror and tell yourself that. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am wealthy beyond my imagination. I have influence and I have power and I do good with all that I have. Look in the mirror and tell yourself that. Look in the mirror and tell yourself that I am a badass. God damn. I can't believe it's me. Look in the mirror and say, I can't believe I'm me. I can't believe I am me. Holy shit. I'm me. This is your year. You know, coming into 2024, and God is about to turn everything around for you. His hand is on your life. He just needs you to change your mindset. The mindset is what's holding you back. You don't realize it, because the mind can make invisible bullies. The mind can make invisible bullies and make you think it's things there that's not there. You got to change the mindset, just like you change the channel on your TV. Just like you change the temperature at your house. You have to change your mindset to a dial, to a frequency of winning every day. You don't even say anything if it's not positive. You don't even entertain a thought if it's not a thought of pure victory.
I'm a millionaire.
You heard her. You heard her. And you are. Are you not a child of the Most High God? Are you not a child of the Most High God? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Do you know who you are? Are you not the offspring of Yahweh? Are you not the offspring of Yahweh? Your father is rich in houses and land. It's time to switch the mindset. It's time to reclaim your inheritance. It's time to reconnect to your divine purpose. You lost it. You got caught in the matrix. I got an important message from Andrew Tate, a personal transmission of truth from Andrew Tate. He said, Prime, I'm so proud of you. The way you slayed the Matrix devils. I've been watching you from my towers. I've been watching you from the Andrew Tate headquarters. Andrew Tate said, Prime, good work. He said, share this message with your people this morning. I said, yeah, you got it, man. You got a part of me. You got a part of me. It's first thing in the morning, I'm sipping a drip. and I'm lighting up that exotic loud pack. I'm lighting up that exotic loud pack. Starting my day right. Starting my day right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am healthy. Thank you, Father. All right. It's your time. I got a message for you this morning. It's your time. It's your time. It's your time. You just have to see yourself that we have to change that mindset. Stop telling yourself that you're a loser. You're not a loser. You're not too old. Stop telling yourself such things. Your story is going to help so many people when it's time for you to share your story. We're going to talk about it this morning. We're going to talk about it this morning. Yeah. We want to thank God for this plant that he created. Shout out to Bob Marley. Shout out to Bob Marley. Shout out to Bob Marley. Yeah, man. Everything is Irie. Everything is Irie. And he asked, there's Bob Marley, are you rich? Bob Marley said, he said, what do you call richness? He said, that what you call richness? Possession, that's your kind of, he said, my richness is life forever. He said, I am. Yes. God told Moses, he said, tell him that I am sent you. Interesting. Interesting how we invoke the name of God when we say I am. And good morning. Let me come out from the shadows. I've been sipping on this drip. I'm smoking on this loud pack. I got on my Harford Whalers shirt. Shout out to the town. Shout out to the town. I'm on that bullshit this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I want to smoke. Literally. Well, I received a very important message this morning from Andrew Tate. He said, Prime, I had to get this to you. He said, there's a destructive curse. Warn your people. I said, you got it. We're in this battle together to fight against the matrix. Financial freedom is our only hope, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm going to put my trust in Jesus. Have you noticed that you can put your faith and trust in Jesus in your heart and nothing actually changes in your circumstances? And this is the reason why God gave us brains. Okay? So that we can use them to solve problems. All right. Use our brains to solve problems. All right. So here's the message that he sent to me. He said, Prime. There's a destructive curse. There is only one quality which is truly fatal for any man or woman that is aspiring for greatness. The number one quality that guarantees failure, you could be the most talented man or woman on the planet. God could have blessed you with absolutely every single gift possible. And with all these gifts, if you are a quitter, you will remain brutally, unremarkably a failure. Out of every quality on earth, quitter is truly the most destructive. You may be reading this with nearly every curse of God could bestow on you. As long as you are not a quitter, you are going to be just fine. They simply work much harder than you did. let me bring it back. Understand that people richer and more successful than you may be much less talented than you are, but they simply worked harder than you did. And if you worked as hard as they did, you'd be surpassing them. Have you ever thought about that? We're going to get into it. Every world champion has doubts on their climb to greatness, and every world champion ignored them. You should feel a deep shame inside of your heart when you quit something. When you don't work hard enough at a chance to become someone great, life doesn't give you unlimited chances. You do not deserve unlimited chances. Life gives you a few chances and tests how seriously you dedicate yourself to each one of them. Final message from Andrew Tate in all caps. He said, Prime, tell the people, do not fail. The destiny of humanity is in their hands. All good people must understand this. We hold the keys to our very own destiny. You can't quit. You can't give up. You can't fall into obscurity and just blend into obscurity. You have to get up. You have to get up off your ass muffins, off your ass cakes. You have to get up. What you have is so brutally important. And God told me this morning, he said, tell them, it's time to tell your story. It's time for you to tell your story. Shout out to my man. It's actually my brother. I don't know if you know that. I got that lip through. It's a long story. Anyway, he said, tell the people, it's time to tell this story. When people get your story, what do they get? Shout out to everybody in the chat and good morning to you. Good morning, everyone, and good morning to you. Start clapping cheeks. Start clapping cheeks. Well, that's another, you know, after hours, and we don't talk about that. The ass case. Yes, you have to get off the ass case. Okay, the chat is tripping this morning. Good morning, everybody. I appreciate it. And my brother's in the building. Good morning, brother. They're going to probably think you're in a secret society because you have the Freemason logo on there, but I'm going to give you a shout out, Willie J. He's a good brother. God bless him. He is not in the Illuminati. No, he's not. Oh, God. So much we have to learn. And good morning, Jody. Getting off that ass cake. Those ass cakes are probably numb by now because they've been smashed up against the sofa, all contorted. Circulation is not, the ass cheeks are designed for motion, sliding. Gliding, okay? God wants those ass, he wants those ass cheeks clapping and sliding and moving, okay? He wants you out there doing amazing things. Going somewhere, telling somebody about something. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And shout out to the red, white, and blue. Shout out to the red, white, and blue, the greatest country in the world, America, that I love. That's a mythological place that is yet to exist. It is a mythological land of opportunity and abundance and joy that is unspeakable. You can be driving through a town and you may just accidentally run into a group of people just singing praises to God, exercising their liberty and their freedom. Amazing. Every day a new invention is created. here in the red, white, and the blue, the land of the dreamers. You know, you remember the Wright brothers? This is one of probably the greatest, one of the greatest. And there was a lot of these, but I think we've forgotten that. That's America's drip. That's the American drip. The real American drip is that people come here and they do some amazing shit. They came from Germany and they came from Switzerland and they came from Africa and they came from everywhere. And they came here and all of a sudden that spirit of amazing shit. The Wright brothers. Remember the Wright brothers? How many of you guys remember the Wright brothers? Remember them? Anybody know the Wright brothers story? Did they lie to us about that too? Well, let's just go with the story that we know. Okay. Yes. Yes. Good morning. I'm so happy to see everybody here this morning. Good morning, Michelle. Michelle, I'm praying for you. I'm praying, man, great success come your way. You're one of those people that deserve it. And you know, and that's just really what this is about. Some people just deserve it. You just say, man, I just wish you just had your drip so you can just do what you need. Because I hate the person that they got up there doing it. Now they suck. And so I just pray that great blessings come to you and it's coming to you. Now it's time to start wanting it. Now it's time to start demanding it. Now it's time to accept that, you know what? I deserve it. Actually, I actually deserve it. Now that I've actually endured so much bullshit in my life, I actually realize that now I actually do deserve it. I must be blessed now. Because it's just it's unnatural and it's unnecessary. Okay? That a person have to go through so much. Oh, yeah, shout out to all of the vets. And, yeah, we thank you for your service. Imagine a day where all of our vets are treated like royalty. Can you imagine that? You know how some of these guys feel? Some of these guys, their hearts have been broken. They just have broken hearts, man. And when I see them, sometimes it breaks my heart. You know, because they've gotten older. Their health is failing them. The system is failing them. They don't have two pennies to rub together. And this is a freaking hero. Can you believe it? And you're just like, this dude is a freaking hero. I ain't shit. What have I done? I ain't done shit. I ain't ran around no jungles. I ain't did all that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I lift my voice. I've given a helping hand or two, a three or four. But I ain't ran through the jungles. You know? And I hear they are here back home. They shouldn't have a worry in the world. Can you imagine? Yeah. So we got to go rescue our people. God's going to bless us so that we can go and rescue his people. And it's going to be us. Nobody else going to do it. I'm going to take that right now. There's no long line. Like, I want to do it. Just don't worry. We'll be number one in the line. We'll be the first ones right there. It'll be us. Okay. Yeah. So God told me to tell you that it's time. And shout out to Andrew Tate. Thank you for that personal scribe, that personal transcription. Thank you for that. It's time to escape the matrix, guys. I love the Andrew Tate message. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not going to get into all the salacious, all the nonsense, because none of the stuff's been verified. But I'm going to tell you this. I love that approach. I always loved it. Because it made practical sense. It's so empowering. Get healthy. Get strong. Make money. Become independent and break away from the system. And then make them pay. Make them pay. Payback, bitch. We're going to free God's people. We're going to take everything that you have. Yes, we are. I'm just kidding. You too. I'm not really thinking. Oh, God, boy. Yeah. So he told me to tell you this morning, it's time to start telling your story. Michelle, it's time to start telling your story. Okay. It's time for people to know who you are. But I'm nobody. We must get rid of this. We must get rid of this mentality. We must stop it right now. It is the most destructive. When we have low self-belief, we destroy ourselves. We lose before we even enter the race. And it's so far from the truth. It's actually totally opposite from the truth. Authenticity. Authenticity will sell anything. Sometimes, you know, when you're in this, like in the matrix, and you realize, you know, maybe I'm like too real. It's like you start feeling like maybe I'm not fake enough. You know, maybe I should be a little faker, and then maybe things will work out. But fake is so abundant. You know, everybody's fake. Authenticity and realness is so rare. And this is why you're so special, and this is why you're so important, but you hide yourself. And the skanks of the world boldly display their stankness to the world when they should be hiding themselves in shame and disgrace. While you, the righteous child of God, you know, hide yourself, because they've tried to convince you that what you have is not absolutely valuable. Let me tell you who are these sisters that I love. And Michelle, I know you know these guys. I got to get pictures of them so I can make the thumbnail for this. Okay. I got to put them on a picture. I'm going to make a thumbnail for Pearl. You know, the white lady, the very humble, modest, very intelligent. She's intelligent. God Almighty. Thank God for her. Her name's Pearl. She's the best. I love her so much, man. Every time I see her on the TikTok, I'm like, man, they need to make you somebody special in this world. They need to give you the microphone and let you talk to everybody, because she's going to save so many people. My name's Pearl. And then they have the Indian lady. And then they have, of course, Candace Owens. And then they have this is a black lady. And she speaks very powerfully about, because if you don't start addressing some of the feminism, the ladies got to speak. We got to have powerful lady voices, because nobody's going to help them but ladies. They're not going to listen to men. They've been conditioned to hate men, everything that we say. Even if we said we got a clip from Jesus Christ, literally recorded, I don't want to hear that. What does he know? You know, so women have been conditioned to hate men. So it's time to tell your story. It's time to tell your story. Yeah, let me just say this too, man, and I'm glad you brought that up, Jody. Shout out to the man, the big man, the ass whipper. We love you still. We love you always. Whenever you guys are finished, just let us know. We love you. But Mr. T, he's such a badass. I don't think he can be any more amazing than what he is. He's conquered everything. He's won everything. He's done everything great. He must be God. I don't know what he is, but something. But anyway, check this out. If he wasn't so amazing, I was thinking about this. I said, wow, what if God said, listen, Mr. T, okay, I have overflown your cup. I have just literally given you so much juice. I could have given some of that juice to about 100,000 people, but I gave it all to you. You got all the everything. For your final challenge, you must now be a regular mortal. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Out of all these regular people, I want you to find a man. I want you to live as he lives. I want you to be like this man. Who would you pick? And I think about all the losers in the Matrix who are just failures. And just loving it, you know. And I can imagine the man saying, "Nah, I don't like this guy. He doesn't have any drive. He doesn't have any courage. Nah, he's destined to stay in that position forever. I don't want to be that guy." But that guy over there, who's that? Ah, Andrew Tate. I like that guy. Ah, he's a little rough, but I like him. I like him. He's getting it done. He's a good guy. Seems like he loves his family. Seems like he's doing the right things. He's kicking ass. Yeah, I like him. I like that. Make me him. If he wasn't already as awesome as he is, but he's already awesome. So it's like, okay, well, I think that'll be his next pick. What do you think about that? You agree? Women don't know the place. Oh, let's talk about this. Jody said it, not me. 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 I said, Jody said it, not me. Jody said it, not me. Jody said it, not me. Woo! Women don't know their place just like men. We all have to learn to balance together. Jody said it, not me. Jody said it, not me. I didn't say it, but it's up there. Yeah. So, yeah, feminism. It's been embedded into the mindset. Good morning. Blessings. Thank you for joining us. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Please hit the like button. I'm having to learn how to do all these protocols because these are the things that help you to get recognized. And the recommendations for people to find you. So please hit the like button. Share this with a friend or family member who needs to be encouraged to get up off that ass cake. Get up off that ass cake. Get up off it. Stop. Get out of your head. Stop with these low standards. I'm going to be honest with you. No more low standards for nobody. We don't despise small beginners, so of course you want to feel like, you know what? You know, I may not be right exactly where I want to be right now, but I know I'm working towards it. I'm working towards it, and I've learned from life, the university of life, and I'm focused. I'm not wasting my time, my most valuable asset. I'm not wasting my time. I'm using my time constructively and productively. You know? So it's time for people to hear your story. Some of you have stories that you don't even realize it's going to change the world because you don't see yourself like that. That's one of the huge problems with celebrityism, because we've kind of memorialized people for the wrong things. Usually for the most horrible shit ever. Like, we treat them great. Like, man, are you the guy that spread all that negative music? Yeah. Come on, man. Let's bring you right to the front of the road. You need to be right in the front for being such a destroyer of America. Thank you. We want to bless you with millions of houses and land and all these businesses. It's great. Thanks. You know, thanks for what you've done. Meanwhile, the school teachers and the veterans and the patriots and the believers and the pastors and the worshipers are certainly not reigning. And that's an improper representation. All right, so we got to turn it around. You don't know who you are, you know, and that's what it all boils down to. You don't see yourself in that light, and you have to start imagining yourself as a New York Times bestseller, telling the story of how you just things you've been through as a kid. Just stop. Jody, you know, Michelle, all you guys. Imagine yourself as a New York Times bestseller once people realize all of the crazy shit that you've been through. That shit's crazy. The shit you've been through is crazy. That shit ain't no normal shit. These cats is making these books ain't been through nothing. I'm like, man, you ain't been through nothing, brother. You had the confidence to make a book. I should make 100 books. I should make 100 books saying why, God. The name of the book is going to be called Why. Why? Why did you pick this life for me? Because I know you can do it. I believe in you. You would ascend. You are an ascended master. You have ascended. white lord. Like literally, like seriously. Like when does the good luck start rolling? And yeah, the part of me is that real dank, that real Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. You know what I'm saying? At that. Yeah. So it's time for people to hear your story. And how do you start? You know, how do you get to yourself to the place where you're ready to start to tell people like, yo, I've been through some crazy shit, man. You know, and you know, I want to share this with people to help people to understand that God can do it for you. How do you do it? How do you start? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to start talking about it, thinking about it, because everything begins here. This is where creation happens. So before it becomes reality out in the physical world where you can touch it, where you can actually touch it and obtain it and possess it, it exists here. And that's why I bring up the story of the Wright brothers, because the Wright brothers is, you know, these are guys who sat there and dreamed, oh, imagine people flying in the sky. Now you got planes flying and people flying and, you know, and it's just a normal thing of life. But there was a time when it was just a dream. Aviation. And they had the little bike pedal and they was pedaling, you know, and then the shit, you know. You know, going to the trees and falling the branches and everything. You know, and then one day you figure out life, man. One day you figure out life and you catch a current and New York Times bestseller. New York Times bestseller. You know, you ain't got to sell your soul to no Illuminati for you to be great. And I think this is one of the this deception is one of the most deadliest to God's people, is that you can't acquire any level of greatness unless you get it through the devil. So then what is God? Is not God greater? Okay, all right. So therefore, anything he can do, God can do better. Go ahead and put better in the chat if you believe that God can do better. Anything the devil do, God can do better. Just put better. This is better. He can do better. He can do better. Please hit the like button, man. Yes. Yeah, that's what my heart is. My heart is, I just want to appreciate that. Yes, sir. Three times for the maximum power. Better, better, better. I am, I am, I am. You know, there's a reason why if you listen to the song, I say, I am, I am, I am. I say it three times. I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. I say it three times. I want people to say it like that. I am, I am, I am. I am, I am. Three times for the maximum power. You don't think I'll be paying attention? You don't think? Come on. Come on, dude. There's a small town in Connecticut named Hartford. It's cold. It's cold, cold up there. God bless us. Yes, yes, yes. Amazing life. Amazing stories. Amazing experiences. But, I feel to say this. Oh man, should I say this? Maybe another day. But I'll say this. God has this attribute. You know, he's been given this name, the Word. You know that? Do you know that the ancient name of God was the Word. Did you know that? It's one of his ancient names. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. What do you mean? What's the Word? I heard a voice. And the Word is spoken by the voice. Nobody never talks about the voice. So the Word is spoken by the voice, but there's just certain ones who've heard the Word. And it came through, like it pierced through the atmosphere and spoke to me. And it said, do this, do that. This voice, the Word is spoken by the voice. And when you hear his voice, I'm gonna try not to go do too much, but I pray somebody understands what I'm saying. Shout out to all the Patriots, man. Shout out to all the Patriots, man. We still here. We gonna be all right. So check this out. Check this out. So the Word is spoken by the voice. So whether you're talking about Moses, or you're talking about Abraham, or you're talking about these different ones, they've had these experiences where the Word came to them. But the Word was spoken by the voice. And the voice has a certain imprint that when it speaks, it's just so coded, it's so powerful that it leaves it like a imprint on your spirit. You've been spoken to. You've been blessed. The Word has come to you. So the society doesn't value God. So they make you think that that's nothing. Well, God is speaking to you, my peoples. He's speaking to you and he is giving you direction. He is giving you dreams. He is giving you a vision. And when he speaks to you, you hear his voice. You know, he says, he said, the sheep know the voice. We know the voice. Oh, we know the voice. We know the voice of our shepherd. And the shepherd's voice, they will follow. And the stranger, they will not follow. That ain't the voice. I know the voice of my shepherd. And I know he ain't gonna tell me to do no crazy shit. I know the way he talk. And I know that voice because that voice has been talking to me. Okay. And now what happens is, you know, he goes from giving us basic instructions for life to giving us very, very, very difficult, outright, you know, I want you to command that mountain to get up and go into the sea. Like, damn, I mean, you know, I thought you was just working on me stop saying bad words and stop, you know, you really pushing it now. This is just, I'm just like a regular, you know. He said, no, we practiced. We've practiced enough. We've played around enough. Now is the time for you to really, you know, understand your earth suit and all of its abilities and understand who you are. So that's my message for you this morning. With 39 minutes in, thank you for your likes. I thank you for joining me this morning. It's time to tell your story. That's my message to you. Shout out to Andrew Tate for the personal message, the transcription. Never quit, says Andrew Tate. Get off those ass muffins. Smashing those muffins down. They've been smashed up against the sofa. Get up. Let those cheeks move. They're designed for sliding. You got them smashed, blood. The Lord says, no, let them slide and glide. 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 Oh, God. So, yeah. So, what else? Glide. Glide. Glide them. Glide them. It's time. Glide them. That's another Michelle. Okay. That's funny. Oh, yeah, dude. Thank you. Thank you. Downloads from God. Thank you, Stacy. Yeah, God bless you. And pass it along, okay? I want to ask you, too, please share, for those of you who are on Facebook, make this one of your Facebook posts. You know, share with the people on Facebook because they're being indoctrinated the most. Yeah. People in Facebook need Jesus Christ. For real. Here you go. Women don't know that, but she won't talk about it. Oh, boy. You know, I'm going to tell you, man, it's crafty, right? And I'm going to leave... Jody, if you don't mind, I'm going to leave that up. Well, I'm going to take it down. Hold on. Okay, it came down. You talk about the woman and the Rockefeller Foundation financed the feminist movement. And when you think about what it's done in terms of turning a family against one another. Creating, once again, and here we have it, a mindset. The mindset slips through. It always slips through, the mindset, you know, because, you know, we look at race and gender and sexual orientation, and we kind of categorize people by these metrics, you know, these type of things, right? But we don't judge people by the mindset. Like some people in their mindset, doing like stuff to you is like totally okay. They're like, I don't see anything wrong with it. I actually wish I could have done it more. I'm like, wow, of course you wish you could have done it more. That makes total sense to you, a narcissist, a nut. You know, I thought this was a great opportunity. Yeah, I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, so this is how people think. And so you have to realize you're dealing with, a mindset that, you know, that the man is the enemy of the woman because a woman is not a man. So, you know, I want to be able to be a running back. I want to be able to be a heavyweight champion. Why I can't be a heavy? They're trying to hold me back. I want to be out in the labor force working in the factory. I want to be able to go off to war. Why are they holding me back and making me? And it's like, you're not being held back. You know, God created the world. And everything has its place. And when you don't accept his will, it's his will. It's not a man saying, I want to. Also, he is a man. He has that inherent duty. And so the feminism has given them this sense of, you know, you're not being fully empowered, or somehow there's this injustice against you. You know, you need to be free so you can shake your ass all over social media. They trying to stop you from shaking your stuff, and you need to be able to, you know, it's like, okay, so I'm like, okay, so we want, this is, you basically convinced them that they need to be free so that they can destroy the family and they can destroy the world, basically. But it's very lucrative for them, so it's hard for them to see that. It's hard for them to see that it's wrong. Whether you're looking at welfare, whether you're looking at, you know, all these things that incentivizes, you know. So at some point in time, the real true divine feminine has to emerge. The real true priestly women of God, the ones who are divinely feminine. They have their sense of God, which they following God to on some level. Not perfect, but, and I don't think nobody wants nobody to be perfect. I don't even want to be around nobody that's perfect. It's like, you're too perfect, bro. It's like smoke a cigarette, you know, like say shit. Just say it one time. It's like I love you, brother, but I mean you're just too diddly damn nice. Do something, say something, you know. But yeah, so, and make sure you guys do subscribe to at Millionaire Health. That's my new channel, and we're gonna be premiering stuff over there, new content. And you know, my plan for the future is to really create some amazing content, man, some amazing production, some great films, some other things, you know. I'm gonna put it all out there, but you know, just some really amazing stuff, some fun stuff, some, you know, inspirational stuff. I want people to know what's possible, you know, and I feel like if I'm lifting the vibration and people walk away inspired or informed or motivated, it takes some type of action towards purpose because they fucking with me and I just won't accept loseriness. I'm just not going to accept you accepting loseriness in your life. There's a lot of people who have greatness in them. They don't know. I had a dream about one of my friends. Many of you know him. In the Patriot Movement. He's one of my Patriot brothers. Well, my brother. But anyway. So he is, he's a good dude. You know, he's the type of dude that probably doesn't get a lot of credit. Probably is not maybe looked at like a star or he's famous or something like that. So, you know, great people a lot of times can go unnoticed, you know, especially if you're trying to look at, well, how much money have they making? How many subscribers do they have? And, you know, and you got this kind of like this metrics that they may not have achieved, but they keep their word. They ain't faulty and false, because those type are disgusting. It makes my skin crawl. And, you know, one night, somebody put one night in the chat. Every once in a while, you know, the Creator comes down. He sends his majestic angel messenger. Whew. I have a message from heaven. I come from the presence of the Lord. I have a message for you. And every once in a while, here comes, you know, you have this dream, and they lay over you and they show you what they about the future. And I had this dream, amazing dream, of my brother getting honored. And I was like, man, that's beautiful. It was like people were trying to get his signature. He was trying to sign his book. It was something going on, and there was people just appreciating him in this dream. And God showed me. And I woke up and I felt so happy for him. Because I know the shit that they've been through. I'm telling you, pretty amazing. So
So that's going to happen for many of you too. And the day will come when people will see the treasure that has been hidden inside of these earthen vessels. And it's a true treasure. You are that. And we've made it very easy on the devil and those who follow him by being absent. And a lot of times people complain about, oh, so-and-so made a song and so-and-so is, they put out this movie with this message. And, you know, I say, I know, because you haven't put out yours. Right. Because all you do is sit around and complain about what they do and you ain't doing shit. So they can do whatever the hell they want. It's the absence of the word of God. It's the absence of the light that allows it for them to just reign. So you have to see how by you failing and by you just being a loser and by you just being untapped potential, you make it easy for things to remain the same. And then the whole time you're saying, I got an idea, we could do this, we could do that. God is telling you all the stuff he wants you to do. You just ain't, you thinking that he's going to do more than what he's not going to do no more. He done already died on the cross. I'm telling you, he's done. He has retired. It's all you from here on out. I promise you. And good morning, everybody. Please make sure you like, share, comment, and subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so that when I go live, you can be here to join us. Please share this on your Facebook with your Facebook community. They need it more than anybody. Lord Jesus. So much bullshit. Lord Jesus. I hear that. Getting warm. Gotta move my cheeks. What? Love you too. Love you too. Yeah. I love you guys. What a life, man. Nobody would believe me if I told them. Unbelievable. You know? Unbelievable. But anyway, you guys have yourself an absolute wonderful day. I'm going to check out right here and I'll be back tonight. All right. So pay attention to the post because it's going to come up. And if you're watching this afterwards, feel free to go ahead and drop something in the chat. Drop your feedback. We appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. Be the solution. It's in you. You got it. It's time for people to hear your story. And then you say, is this for me? It's for you. It's time for people to hear your story. And it's time to step out there and let people, you know, sit down, talk to the publisher, get the book out, tell a story. It's time to tell a story. Trust God. He'll make it happen. And that'll be the doorway that'll bring the wealth into your family. And all your dreams will come true. The wealth is in your story. The wealth is in your story. There's some people who don't have story. They just have a lot of money. You know, and those are the people that will help you tell your story. And they'll see the value in you. Just take the first step. Just take the first step. Okay. Start moving towards the voice, you know, the voice that speaks the word, you know, and it's in your heart. Nobody can hear but you. Don't expect the whole big consensus and all that. Just follow. And yeah. Great, great blessings coming your way. Much love to everybody. God bless you guys. Man, that was wonderful. I'm a
Never fade us, never shake us. Jesus won't forsake us. I will never break us. Devil gone like Magic, Kobe, Lakers, make it never fade us, never shake us. I got new shoes, got a new song, that's Kanye. From here on, it's all happy days. My papa, collar, I'm Fonte, came a long way, and then looking back, from boys to men, I'm Wanye. God chose me, I'm a pride of Christ, so kiss my fiance. I've been lied on, I've been betrayed, under my blessing, been delayed. Whole things, they passed away, so I crossed over, that's D-Way. Yeah, the devil, he comes a lion, he's slicking, he's slicing, just look at him raw. I'm walking with God, and he gave me the power, so I ain't been evil, just look at me so. Shit, real. It's about to get real. It's your boy Big Pop. I'm a big rap pillar. Said I heard you love Trump. Shit, I'm Trump, my nigga. From the 90 bitch slapper. Deep state rap. Yeah, quick shit, shit real. It's about to get real. It's your boy Big Pop. I'm a big rap pillar. Said I heard you love Trump. Shit, Trump, my nigga. From the 90 bitch slapper. Deep state rap. Yeah, I'm a champion. So where's my champagne? The sun is still shining after the storm came.